a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Road Show. Here's Paul Gallant.
Pena making a bid again to left field. This one's gone! Jeremy Pena, who just missed a home run his last time up, hit one off the top of the wall. This time clears the wall by about a foot as he keeps looking back at the wall to making sure that was his first home run of the season.
Jeremy Pena hit a home run yesterday. How about that?
Yeah, guys, you thought the Astros were dead. Many people said that. I said that yesterday. I was panicking, complaining, whining. Nope, didn't happen. You'd have to find the podcast and isolate it to actually prove that I said all of those things. But the Astros got back in the win column yesterday with an 8-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. What's up, everybody? It's the Paul Gallant Show. I am live at East River 9. We're here for the Masters. You got him on a couple of TVs here if you want to come on out and watch, drink some beers, have the ridiculously awesome chicken sandwiches. Maybe you want to play a little golf. I'll admit, the weather is a tad British. It's like a complimentary way of saying it's cloudy and rainy. It's not raining teeth. But, you know, that's just what you get in England. It's just generally miserable weather. Kind of Seattle adjacent, as someone who used to live in Seattle. Yeah, you know. I left. And I can understand why everyone left England for the United States of America. We got a lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. But, yeah, I want to get in touch with it. You can call in at 713-780-3776. You can text in at that very same number on the HR&P listener line. You can get after us in our often toxic Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN975. There's a bit of a civil war going on. And I'm not really 100% sure what's happening, but I do enjoy the bloodshed on Twitch. And, of course, you can get after all of us on Twitter, at ESPN975, at Gallant Says For Me, at Sean A. Mapes, back at Mission Control. Sean, the Astros did finally get a win over the Tigers. They end their first homestand of the year at 3-4. What's the appropriate reaction since the Astros ended this home streak on a positive note? I'm asking you, you're the producer of the show, the architect of the show. What is my take supposed to be today?
I think the only reasonable take is, well, who cares? It's only April.
Thank you.
Who cares?
Thank you, Sean.
They won.
Who?
All right. Cool.
Who cares? Guess what? It's only April. It's not May. It doesn't matter that they finally got hits. 4 doubles, 3 home runs. It's early. You know? I'm keeping the same energy that you guys did. Jeremy Pena said after the game that the Astros plan on using this as momentum.
Of course, we're going to try to use this as momentum going forward. Build from this win and try to have a good series in Minnesota and Pittsburgh.
Doesn't matter. There's no such thing as momentum in April. Nothing matters in April. Good play doesn't matter. Bad play doesn't matter either. Nothing matters. None of us matter. RJ here at East River 9 is holding up his hand. No, we are complete nothing in this universe, okay? This is a nihilist baseball program. Nothing matters, okay, except for the chicken sandwich here at East River 9. That's it. You can't get excited about this. It's just April. And I know some people out there were probably thinking to themselves, oh, Kyle Tucker, he had a double yesterday. He had a home run yesterday, like Jeremy Pena. What does that mean? Could he be in the midst of an MVP campaign? Here's what Kyle Tucker did yesterday. Kyle Tucker makes a bid deep down the right field line. Tucker is
goes 410 feet to straightaway center for an out. And Tucker puts one down the line for his third home run of the year.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Sorry. It just does not matter. It's April, guys. Okay? Yeah. He's off to a great start. Yeah. Maybe he's going to get a big-time contract. Yeah. Maybe if you made a bet with mybookie.ag, you could be getting big-time bucks if you bet on Kyle Tucker to be MVP. But guess what? Doesn't matter. It's April. And, of course, some people are mad on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. What a bleeping surprise. Those miserable you-know-whats. E315, Paul, shut up. You did this yesterday. Stop crying. I'm just being consistent, okay? Nothing matters when they lose. Nothing matters when they win. Nothing matters until May 1st. And then it probably won't matter until June 1st. And then it probably won't matter until July 1st. And then it probably won't matter until August 1st. September 1st, and then the playoffs. Okay? Cool. But I do actually have an interesting question to ask for today's Paul Gallant show. Why isn't Chaz McCormick playing every single day? I just don't get it. I really don't. He's so much better than Jake Myers. Yeah, he had a base running error. Yeah, maybe he's not a very good hitter against, I believe, what is it, right-handed pitchers or something like that. I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't care either. This is what Chaz McCormick did yesterday, and I mean, this is enough for him to be playing at least more often than Jake Bleeping Myers.
Good idea. There goes Hensley as Chaz McCormick hits one high and deep to left field. Chazmanian Devil gives the Astros a 2-0 lead.
Hey, Ma! Meatloaf!
Yeah, I forgot. That's the name of the guy in Old School. That's a good job by Blum there. I like it. Chazmanian Devil, not the biggest fan of the nickname, but I am a fan of Chaz playing a little bit more. Why isn't he playing? It just makes no sense. Because not only does he have a day like this, and yes, it's against the Detroit Tigers, so maybe we shouldn't make so much out of it, but this is a guy who played well in the World Series, who had a clutch catch in the World Series, and the other guy's Jake Myers. If this was some young prospect that was coming up that we all felt really good about, that was competing against Chaz McCormick, I get it. This for the life of me, I can't figure it out. Unless he's being discriminated against because he's a Chaz. You can't really find any famous Chazes. I looked up. The only Chaz that I know in real life is Chaz Miller over at ABC 13. Shout out. He's a cool guy. There's Chaz, who's Chucky's dad in Rugrats. That was his name, RJ. You're right. I can't think of anyone else. I mean, I looked it up, both spellings. C-H-A-S, C-H-A-Z. I guess if you saw somebody named Chaz, you're probably thinking, okay, this guy's extra. Chaz is the kind of name that somebody who works at a hipster speakeasy would have, who takes way too long to make his cocktails because he cares about his craft. Like, it's a name that perhaps is easy to discriminate against, but he gotta play more. I saw a graphic, it was a dumb one, but it was on Astros Reddit yesterday, and it essentially just compared the stats of Chaz McCormick and Ronald Acuna Jr., which they should never be compared. But I respected the hustle because this is the kind of fake news that we're going to have to put out there, I guess, to get Chaz McCormick out there more. And I know it's early. We're not allowed to have any takes about anything. And we're also not allowed, per me, to criticize Dusty Baker's lineups. But this is the one thing I want, Dusty. Dusty listens to the show. Dusty, all I'm asking for is more Chaz. That's it. Everything else, you're fine. Give me my Chaz hands. Other things yesterday, Christian Javier got through six. That was nice. I want to see dominance. We haven't seen dominance out of Javier yet. Because I'm looking at him, and I think he's got the best stuff in this Astros pitching staff. I think he's got better stuff than Framber. I think Framber's more consistent, but okay, Chaz getting through six innings, that's one thing. I need a 9-strikeout Chaz McCormick performance. Excuse me, not Chaz McCormick. No, that would be bad, because that would mean Chaz McCormick would get benched. Christian Javier performance. I need that, okay? Just a little bit more. And I would be remiss if, even though it doesn't matter because it's April, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that New Money Montero, Rafael Montero, gave up a triple. That contract, I don't get it. I just don't, and I never will. I watched the guy in Seattle. How am I the one that's done more homework on Rafael Montero than an actual Astros baseball team, a front office? I don't for the life of me get it. He inspires no confidence. He's like Chancellor Valorum in Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, which is a great movie. Jar Jar Binks, Sith Lord. They just didn't let the plot play out. George Lucas has even said that there was so much negative reception to Jar Jar Binks, there was perhaps a bigger role for Jar Jar. But, you know, they held him back. They held him down. Racist against Gungans, people. Not cool. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN, 975-925, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in as well, in the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can join us on Twitter or on Twitch as well. Coming up next, no one in sports is above the law. Even this guy. Paul Gallant Show, don't go anywhere. We are live at East River 9. Come hang out with us.
You're listening to the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
Get in touch with the most interactive sports talk show in Houston by calling in 713-780-3776. Someone called in and told Sean Mapes back at Mission Control, because we're out here at East River 9, that Chaz Palminteri from, I believe, A Bronx Tale? The Usual Suspects? That's a guy named Chaz. And honestly, I wouldn't...
A Chaz with two Z's, too.
With two Z's, now that's extra Italian. I was wondering, Sean, like, Chaz does not strike me as an Italian name. Like, Chaz or something, you know, add like add a vowel at the very end, okay. But that's interesting.
Well, his full name is Calogero Lorenzo Palminteri, and then Chaz.
He should stick with that. That rolls right off the tongue. This is anti-Italian discrimination making him shorten his name to Chaz at Ellis Island. I don't like it. Other Chazes. Oh, yeah, the one that I lived in that got me canceled. That was fun. It was also called the CHOP. The Occupied Protest? The Autonomous Zone. That was fun. I got death threats for that. And I used them to get out of my lease and move to a better apartment in Seattle. That was the best part about it. Someone threatened to sexually assault me, and I was like, well, I haven't had sex in a while. Not good. Not good, though. RJ's taking off his headset. I like making RJ uncomfortable. Hey, other comments here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We have one from, the olds of Twitch have some thoughts. Mega saying they should shorten the baseball games, and E315 saying the clock should be continuous. That's true. Baseball is still too long. These pitch clocks aren't speeding the game up enough. It's just subtle. We need it to be like really sped up, right? Because again, like April baseball doesn't matter. That way we can get through the April baseball into the May baseball, which also doesn't matter. And then the June baseball, which doesn't matter either, because nothing matters. We are just pawns in the game of life. Okay, no one's above the law, guys. You might have seen, speaking of pitch clocks, yesterday, a highlight of Manny Machado from, I believe on Tuesday, getting upset about getting ejected from a baseball game for a batter violation.
Early part of the season, throwing 2-0 breaking balls, 3-1 breaking balls, even full count breaking balls at times.
That's a strikeout. There's a violation. Ron Culpa just rung up Manny Machado. We're on the clock here this year, and that's an automatic strike, and it happens to be strike three. Here comes Bob Melvin. Ron Culpa, the crew chief, behind the plate. And somebody's been ejected. Looks like
Hell
Machado.
Yeah.
The inning just ended on a pitch timer violation with Manny Machado at the plate, and now it looks like his day may be done.
Awesome. I'm all here for the ump show because I'm sick of these batters with their little mental health routines, stepping out of the batter's box to do all the BS that they do, or just taking forever to get back in. Stay in the box. That simple. Just stay in the box. Oh, I need to readjust. Why? It's April baseball. It doesn't matter. Remember? That's what everyone tells me, at least. But anyway, Manny Machado in that situation isn't above the law. Oh, you make $300 million? It's great that at the very least one institution, Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, can enforce rules. Because, hey, if you're like a politician, I mean, you can get away with perhaps literal murder. But the government's not going to come down on you if you do that. No. But baseball will come down on you if you take too long to get into the box or take too long to pitch. No one should be above the law. And you know me, guys. Like, when the government tells me to jump, I ask how high. I'm a big-time rule follower. The big problem with baseball is that in 2015, there was a rule that was put in that was supposed to stop batters from stepping out of the box. They've had 8 bleeping years to adjust to it. And umpires didn't enforce it for whatever reason. They are totally allowed to enforce it now. And while they definitely make bad calls from time to time, I'm all here for umpires sticking it to these players who have slowly ruined the sport that I actually did used to enjoy. They've ruined it. You know who else isn't above the law? World hero, world champion, Shohei Ohtani, who not only got a pitch clock violation, he got a batter's box violation. Double whammy. Gotta say, I like it. And there's something about the referees and umpires adding themselves into the fray. Like, it's fun to see a rogue referee in the WWE or something like that, but why do we hate it so much in sports? If you really think about it, is it not kind of, from a plot perspective, looking at this like a movie or a TV show, kind of cool that Tim Donaghy was fixing games? Is it not kind of cool? Like, just think about that. The sports that you were watching, there was an added wrench in there. And if they had a dramatic reveal during the NBA Finals, I mean, I think it would have added to the entertainment value of the National Basketball Association. Obviously, a lot of people would have been mad, but, I mean, that would be a fun twist. And probably the credibility of the league would be ruined forever, but it would be fun. I'm all here for the umps. I'm all here for the refs. There's a story coming out of Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a video of it. Leon Lucas Romero is a Mexican soccer player. He was upset with Mexican referee Fernando Hernandez. Romero had demanded a review, and he gets up in the referee's face. This is right after, this is during a 2-2 draw, and he gets so close to the ref's face. So guess what the ref did? The ref kneed him in the balls. And it was like a love tap. It wasn't violent. It wasn't like he wound up and did like a power knee. Like, it's Ong Bak. Anyone remember that movie, by the way? Ong Bak is one of the more underrated fighting movies of the last 20 years. And the dude who's in it just uses elbows and knees the whole way through. I don't remember what language the movie was in. I don't know what country it takes place in. All I know is that the fighting in that movie is John Wick caliber. But anyway, get back. And there's less gunplay, of course. But anyway, back to this. He kneed the player in the groin. And guess what happened? The groin. Guess what happened? Because he didn't get hit that hard. Of course, the player collapsed like a sack of potatoes. He flopped. He embellished. Imagine flopping after a referee, like, love taps you with his knee to the groin. And he was in his space. So this ref got suspended for 12 games. I'm glad he isn't getting, like, banned for life, because that's what you would think would happen. I'm also glad that he wasn't killed, because some places, like, the ref show gets real. And keeping it real goes wrong with the ref show in, like, certain countries. Like, the guy might actually die. There's been a couple of stories of this. Is a bad ref, does a bad umpire make, like, a kid's basketball game more entertaining? Or a kid's baseball game more entertaining? Like, if you're watching with no stakes involved, Would it make it more interesting? Honestly, I don't know. I've never watched. All I know is that I feel bad for referees that are at that low of a level of sporting. That's just got to suck. I think it's, as far as like children's sports go, and I've brought this up before, is there anything that's enjoyable about it for the people that are a part of it? Not talking about the kids. I'm sure the kids enjoy it for the most part. They're not thinking big picture. But between the parents and you know, the referees are making like $8 an hour and they're just getting berated, or the coaches are getting berated about little Timmy, who's terrible but needs to get an opportunity to play because America, everyone deserves an opportunity or something like that. I don't know. It feels like it's not fun. But maybe if you added like bad referees to these, if I were to go watch it, it would make it more enjoyable for me. E315 says a slight tap in the region is worse than a kick to the Nats. I don't know if I believe that. I don't believe that. And let me tell you a story. So my junior year of football, I did not wear a cup. I didn't wear a cup my senior year. Didn't wear a cup my sophomore year. But it did backfire once. So I was trying to tackle a teammate by the name of Josh. And Josh's knee hit me right there. So I'll actually say, now that I'm thinking about it, that wasn't the most painful part. The most painful part was when I fell on my back and Josh then stepped on the bit and pieces. Or the bits and piece? It was black and blue for like 2 months. I don't know what that means for me going forward. I don't. I don't know if the fertility vanished in that one singular moment. But it happened. And not fun. But 713-780-3776 to call, to text. What's worse, getting kneed or kicked in the groin or flicked in the groin? Embrace debate. Plus, coming up next, perhaps the greatest thing Cam Newton has ever said. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
Before we hit on some football live from East River 9, Astros did get back in the win column with a 8-2 win yesterday. And it's got me wondering why Chaz McCormick isn't playing. Some people bringing up just famous Chazes in history. There was a Chaz by the name of Chaz, played by William Zabka in the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Can't say I've seen that movie. Also, in response to the last segment, a tap on the family jewelry can be the worst, but it has to hit in the exact right spot for it to really hurt, from Eric the Driver. That man sounds like he knows from experience. I feel like parents of four-year-olds understand accidental groin attacks better than maybe anybody, so maybe we need like a father of a toddler to really weigh in on it, like a recent one to explain love tap versus assault on the boys downstairs. Also, another text. I forgot to bring this up. My boy Paul Gallant, shout out from Space City Multiservices. Great show last night. Did you know I did 5 minutes of stand-up comedy last night? I'd never done it before. It was at the Roast of Houston Sports at the Improv yesterday. Barry Laminack set it up. Apparently, I wasn't terrible. We have video of it. At some point, I will post it. Hopefully, it won't get me fired. We'll see what happens. But I had fun doing it, so I appreciate everybody who was out there last night. Cam Newton had this to say a couple of weeks ago about the quarterbacks around the NFL. There are 32 quarterbacks better than me. Respect! I respect the confidence. He's still wearing his cute little fedoras. And in another interview recently, he still believes there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than him. But he made a list of quarterbacks that he'd be willing to back up. And it's just an amazing line from Cam.
I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say.
in regards to my future in the NFL, and I wanted to set the record straight by saying, this is how I feel. There ain't 32 guys that's better than me. But I also know that I could also be a backup, and I'm willing to be a backup. Players that I will back up. Number one, I'll back up Deshaun Watson. It goes without saying, me and Deshaun Watson's relationship, he was on my 707 All-Star team. I've grown to admire the person, the athlete that he is, going through a lot of turmoil, but I believe that doesn't, that's behind him.
Don't you love how he struggled to get through that towards the very end when he was realizing what he was saying? He's like, you know, I've come to really respect Deshaun Watson, the person, you know, the guy that he's, wait, I mean, you know, he's been through a lot of turmoil. It's in the past. Sure it is. You think Deshaun Watson's going to be fine? Look, as someone who has talked to attractive women in this city, let's just say, like, Deshaun wasn't just sliding into massage therapists' DMs. He was sliding into everyone's DMs. The guy wants to bang everything that moves. I don't think this is necessarily in the past. Whatever. Cam Newton said he would be willing to back up Watson, Sam Howell, okay, Malik Willis, really? You think you're worse than Malik Willis? Justin Fields, Tua, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers. But that means the guys that he's not willing to back up are as follows. This is from our buddy DJ Bien-Ami. Justin Herbert, not on that list. Joe Burrow, not on that list. Mac Jones, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, Jared Goff, and Geno Smith. I gotta just respect Cam Newton's confidence. Because as a Patriots fan, I watched this guy play a couple of years ago, and could he throw a ball further than me? I actually want to know. And I can't throw a ball. Like, we did this like media combine a couple of months ago. I could throw a football like 39 yards. Like, that's the furthest I could throw it. Is Cam still capable of that? I don't know. And it's not me acting like I'm better than an NFL player. I'm just saying Cam Newton is not the guy he thinks he is. He used to be that guy, but now he's not that guy. By the way, while we were on career backups, I'm so glad I was right about Marcus Mariota. And it was so fun to tell those dumbasses who live in Tennessee that think that they know what the NFL is and how it works that Mariota sucked before they were willing to admit it. 2 years ahead of schedule on that. Congratulations with your condolence of Ryan Tannehill and now being a dumpster fire organization that's selling off players because you can't afford a new stadium. Bums. But Marcus Mariota was on the Atlanta Falcons last year. It was weird seeing people online being complimentary of Marcus Mariota as if Marcus Mariota did anything of consequence there. He's good at running. That doesn't make him a good quarterback. He would be a great wide receiver or running back if he doesn't get hurt. But Marcus Mariota went AWOL last year when he was benched for Desmond Ridder. He signed with the Philadelphia Eagles and had this to say. This is a great opportunity for me to help a younger guy out. First off, he went AWOL on the Falcons when he got benched for a younger guy. Second off, do not teach Jalen Hurts anything. You were terrified to throw a pass past 5 yards downfield. Terrible quarterback, and on top of that, terrible teammate. What is Marcus Mariota's redeeming quality? He is fast. That is it. That is an all-time quote by him. Speaking of all-time quotes, the archer, Brandon Cooks, is now a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Here's what he had to say about that.
It was just one of those, the things that was so surreal. Like, we knew it was a possibility, but then the next thing you know, we both get traded. He visits Dallas a week before me, and then you know, meet me out there again to look at neighborhoods, and we just looking at each other like, man, this is really real. Like, we both was in a situation that we obviously, you know, would have hoped to be different, but now we back, you know, to an incredible franchise.
Back to an incredible franchise. Well, that's debatable with the Dallas Cowboys. This is what I just cannot get past with Brandon Cooks. You signed that contract. What did you think you were getting into? Like, obviously, we went through some things, which you voluntarily signed up for. You thought that roster was good? You've played in the NFL. You played for the Patriots, the Saints, the Rams. And you looked at that roster and you're like, yeah, I see something here. Davis Mills? Can you name anybody else off the top of your head off of that roster? Huh? No. Continuing to go around the NFL, this is coming from Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill says, I'm going for 10 seasons. I'm going to finish out this contract with the Miami Dolphins, and then I'm going to call it quits. I want to go into the business side. I want to do so many things in my life, comma, bro, period. Well, that's neat. I will say, his podcast has been good. As far as players that are making their own podcast, Tyreek Hill has regularly actually had something that breaks out that people are like, oh, that's interesting. Now, maybe he's starting to get towards the bottom of the barrel when it comes to free content to provide, saying he'll retire after 2025. I guess I'll believe it when I see it. And one last story as we go around the NFL. Kyle Shanahan randomly loves Kirk Cousins. And supposedly, per rumors at the NFL Combine, he was thinking about trading for Kirk Cousins before the Vikings restructured his contract. It's got me thinking about, like, non-elite athletes that you can't quit. I can't quit Patrick Beverley. I can't. Patrick Beverley, one of the greatest Rockets of all time. Because he gave effort. He tried hard. James Harden, he didn't. He did not. And you guys want him back. I think James Harden was the main subject of my roast session last night, as was Deshaun Watson. So I want to get a feel for what the content might have been. Talked about James Harden's teeth. There's a reason he has a beard. That is the reason. There's Invisalign, guys. Anthony Davis, there are tweezers. Like, I know, I'm metrosexual. A lot of people think I'm gay, but I'm sorry. I can help you look better. You don't want your brand to be a unibrow. The Gallant family curse is a unibrow. Guess what I don't have? Unibrow. Pluck it. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coming up next, if you are an Astros fan and you believe that the Astros have been victimized for cheating that really wasn't cheating, we must be consistent and we must defend the wall for this sports figure who is under attack. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at East River 9. Come on out, hanging out with us. The chicken sandwiches, guys. The chicken sandwich. That's all I'm going to say. Don't go anywhere on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
We are live at East River 9, as Mr. Voiceman himself said. It is a British day outside. As we watch the Masters, because it's cold and rainy. Although, I guess it's not really cold right now. It's 60 degrees. Honestly, I would prefer to golf in this than I would to wake up at 7 in the morning, like my guy friends who golf typically do, to go golfing on a Saturday or a Sunday, where I'm going to be sweating out whatever I had the night before. No, too early. But that's what you got to do during the summer here when you golf. You got to beat the heat. You got to go early. And I just don't understand how people have the energy to get up that early on the weekend. No. What are you doing? Today, this is perfect golf weather. So come on out. We're going to be here all day long. I'm thinking about the chicken sandwich. I think I got to order the chicken sandwich. I think I got to order it. That thing is incredible. All right, guys. Look, a lot of us defended the wall for the Houston Astros, who did have an 8-2 win yesterday over the Detroit Tigers, where they had 4 doubles and 3 home runs. But it doesn't matter because it's April. Nothing matters yet. Remember, you guys said that about the struggles. You got to say it about the good stuff, too. Nothing matters. But this matters. We have to help out this organization that is under fire. The Astros did get away with cheating. They did. They won a World Series. The trophy was never taken away. We can point fingers or we can own it. I say we own it because it's hilarious that they got away with it and everyone's so mad about it. It is. So just own it. It makes everyone angry. Everyone's like, oh, everyone was doing it. Don't do that. okay? As the resident Patriots Astros fan of Houston, Texas, embrace that everyone hates you. Just be like OJ. Just embrace it. You got away with it. Now, maybe don't put, like, trash can emojis in every tweet like OJ puts the knife emojis in every tweet. Like, don't do that. But look, just embrace it. And defend others who have cheated. Defend others. You all should be Patriots fans by proxy. First off, just for me. But second off, because the Patriots also stole signs. They are our sign-stealing brethren. And cheating isn't one size fits all. There are degrees of it. This is an example of actual cheating that I saw the other day. Paralympic athletes are exaggerating their impairments in order to win medals. It's not that surprising, is it? Former athletes and officials have called for fundamental reform, describing a culture under which classification rules were regularly bent and broken, with few punishments for those prepared to exploit a weak system. The scandal threatens the credibility of the Games, which is the world's third biggest sporting event, generating tens of millions of dollars in revenue. That is actually surprising. I did not know that. But apparently, this has gotten really bad. The most infamous instance of cheating at the Paralympics came when Spain fielded a men's basketball team with no disabilities in Sydney during 2000. The story broke in November of 2000 when a guy by the name of Carlos Ribagorda, a member of Spain's gold medal winning intellectually handicapped basketball team, claimed that he and the other athletes in categories such as track and field, table tennis, and swimming were not mentally deficient. So they pulled like a Johnny Knoxville. Have you seen the movie The Ringer? Right, like that's actual cheating. That is actual cheating. But the Arizona Cardinals, what they've done, this isn't cheating. They're trying to be brought down by Terry McDonough. Arizona Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill is accused of gross misconduct, including cheating, discrimination, and harassment in an arbitration claim filed Tuesday by former Cardinals executive Terry McDonough to Commissioner Roger Goodell. McDonough maintained that both he and former Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks were left with no choice but to follow Michael Bidwill's plan to use burner phones to communicate with former Arizona general manager Steve Keim while Keim was serving a five-week suspension after pleading guilty to an extreme DUI in Arizona. So this is being framed as cheating. Texting the general manager while he is suspended. That's dumb. That's not cheating. And that's what McDonough is trying to frame it as in this lawsuit. There is also a lawsuit against sexual harassment for Michael Bidwill. We're going to leave that to the side. What a surprise. NFL owner sexually harassing someone? I can't help but think of the creepiest man in the history of the NFL, Jerry Richardson's Jeans Fridays. Just think about like an old man in his 80s going up to a woman and saying, "I love the way you wriggle into those jeans. I do declare, when you put those jeans on and you wriggle around, oh." Like, he was doing that stuff. That's what he was saying, RJ, who's making a big face. He literally said that. Like, they had that on record. "I love it when you wiggle into those jeans. Let me see you get into it." Like, what a weirdo. But okay, look, you're a rich man. You could probably get away with a lot more than just that. The Cardinals are acting like a-holes and attacking him personally. They're like, "Hey, he abandoned responsibility of one of his children and cut her off financially," which has nothing to do with, you know, this. But this isn't cheating. And every single Astros fan out there, you should defend the Arizona Cardinals. That is not cheating. All the other stuff, choose your own adventure. Speaking of adventures, the adventure that will never end is the great John Cena celebration scandal of women's basketball. I thought it was done, but I watched the rest of that interview that Angel Reese did on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall, but not just Brandon Marshall, some random women athlete who just kept on talking over Angel Reese. Remember the story that came out with Dr. Jill Biden, who claims that a team in Iowa that lost by 17 points in the national championship actually played well? She wanted Iowa to also come visit. It seems like there actually might be more at play as to why Angel Reese is disgusted by the notion of Iowa also going to see the White House along with LSU. Here's Angel Reese. The headline grabber is the quote that you'll hear at first, but keep listening. I respect her level of pettiness.
The damage is
I don't
done.
Accept the. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't accept the apology because of you Jill, said what you
Jill
said.
Biden.
Yeah,
first
the,
lady.
The wife.
First lady.
Yeah,
you said
first
what you
lady.
Said and you meant. What
I
you
said what I said, and like you can't go back on certain things that you say. I mean, you felt like they should have came because of sportsmanship, right? They can have that spot. Like, we'll go to the Obamas. We'll see. I'm gonna see Michelle. I'm gonna see Barack.
Hold on. So did you guys speak to the first lady?
No, apparently she was supposed to come to our locker room before the game, but we said no.
Before the game?
Yeah, they were all. She was supposed to come to our locker room and go to Iowa's locker room. I don't know if she talked to them. I don't know if she did, but we said we didn't want to. We didn't want her coming
Why?
To the locker. I think Joe Biden had put somebody else to win a national championship. He didn't even put us on his bracket to getting out of Baton Rouge. So I was like, bet.
Oh, you weren't even on the bracket.
We weren't even out of. No, we had. We were only. We didn't even get out of Baton Rouge. I think that he said we were going to lose to Michigan or something.
Hell yeah. I love this pettiness. So there's so many layers to it. Let's just start off with. For some reason, Jill Biden thought that not only after this national championship that both teams should be going to the White House, Jill Biden also thought that people would want to hear from her before the national championship. Not to be sexist, but like, does anyone really give a damn about what the first lady has to say? Is that wrong to ask? Like, if the first lady says, I'm going to speak to you before the most important sporting event of your life, are you going to be like, you know what? Yeah. No. You want to hear from your coach. You just want to hear from Kim Mulkey, who's wearing a ridiculous, like, striped print suit of some sort that's super awesome that I would consider wearing as a metrosexual. You want to hear from her. Dr. Jill Biden trying to foist her way in. Why am I calling her doctor? The vice president's wife trying to foist her way into giving pregame speeches to both teams. Get lost. Politics are not for you, honey. And then to go even further to this invitation, I just love that Angel Reese is like, yeah, Joe Biden didn't pick us in the bracket. Credit to her finding that bulletin board material. The Kansas City Chiefs would be proud. Like, I didn't want to watch the bracket selection by the president. I just didn't want to watch it. They do that on ESPN every single year. I'll be honest, like, whenever I see Biden on camera these days, I'm kind of, like, uncomfortable because it just doesn't look so good, you know? I'm not sure he's all there. So I wasn't going to watch it, but credit to Angel Reese. She watched this thing and she wrote it down. She took notes. I respect this level of petty. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text in as well. Coming up next, Texans draft tea leaves. Does anyone actually know what's going on with the Houston Texans? Peter King claims he does. Chris Mortensen claims he knows what's going on with the Panthers. But do we buy any of it? Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, don't go anywhere. First, I got to tell you about my friends at MyBookie, though, guys. It's an event unlike any other. Want to make following the big tournament this weekend a little more interesting? I mean, we're watching it right here. Well, you want to wager using mybookie.ag. There's nothing like cheering on your golfers during a major tournament with a wager on MyBookie. If you're not a golf fan, put a little wager on maybe Scotty or on Jordan. Don't do it on Rory, though. If you do it on Rory, like, that is a shot against me. We don't do that for the Northern Irish. But you'll be enjoying golf more than ever before. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, make a first deposit using promo code BET975 to claim an exclusive deposit bonus of up to $1,000. And MyBookie, not only can you bet on this week's major golf tournament, but there's baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and a lot more. Even live casino betting with real dealers. Blackjack, anyone? Be the master of your destiny this week. Get your degen on. Enjoy golf at a whole new level. A welcome bonus with your initial deposit up to $1,000. Use promo code BET975. Bet anytime, anything, anywhere with MyBookie.